Discover how you can become an effective entrepreneur. Success in business was never too much for newcomers to prevent innovation. If people could understand their roles and specifics, they'll discover the different paths our economy could offer despite its downfalls. Our entrepreneurs have played an essential role, throwing a lifeline in this economic society. Aside from profit, entrepreneurs are also recognized and awarded for their contributions and success. To be one, you should act like one, and that's what this audio today is about. It's not simply a matter of making people believe that you are an entrepreneur. You should give them the benefit of recognizing your worth as someone who once had a dream and your vision has now become reality. Modern-day businessmen and women have different roles to establish: a role within the marketplace, a role for his people, a role to make a new discovery, making the world perceive change amidst economic struggle, a role to his fellow laborers, a role to his suppliers, a role to his competitors, and a role to self-fulfillment and self-gratification. The marketplace has always been crowded with buyers and sellers. The thrill of discovering a new product would entice clients to want more than expected. Satisfaction should be guaranteed. One of the most important roles of an aspiring entrepreneur is to always keep customer satisfaction at its highest point. They should understand the difference between the wants and the needs of their buyers. Simply providing available resources is not enough to satisfy a need, because people are born to crave for more than the usual amount given. Consumers always seek the highest value for their dollar. An entrepreneur should always be on the lookout for new creations and new ideas, not missing a beat. If worse comes to worse, he could always revitalize his resources by trying special strategies to cope with the liabilities. As an owner and a manager of his own company, an entrepreneur should also think about his employees' welfare. It's not only important to achieve customer satisfaction, but also a good employee-employer relationship. History has shown that many of the most successful entrepreneurs recognize the importance of satisfying employees' needs. Battling everyday disappointments and struggles can make a man fall to his knees and give up everything he has worked hard for. But at the end of the day, there would still be hope to do better. It's for this reason that not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur. The stresses and decision-making that a business owner makes daily are not suited to all people. That's the reason we all have a choice, whether or not we want to become an entrepreneur. We live in a world where competition made history. From hair accessories to footwear, every brand has made its mark. That's why a businessman should always see to it that his fellow competitors would be compelled and would do anything to imitate what he has uniquely done. Catching their attention is mission accomplished. As the expression goes, imitation is the highest form of flattery. At the end of the business day, when you go home, you'd be thinking about the tiring day that you had, recalling both the successes as well as the setbacks. Flashbacks of the exciting opportunities return to your mind, perhaps of that potential multi-million dollar deal from the meeting you had with a business tycoon. That's self-fulfillment. No, it wouldn't be only for the money, but also for the respect and recognition.